This is Dr. Leung. The same for patient last name is A-R-R-O-Y-O. First name is A-D-R-I-A-N. The date of visit is March 7, 2023. Next paragraph of date of birth is June 26, 1990. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in three traumatic brain injury. The third traumatic brain injury happened in August of 2009. Patient was in basic training at Fort Leonardwood, L-E-N-A-R-D-W-O-O-D. Patient tells me that he was training and somehow he suddenly slipped and fall. He fell and hit the right forehead. Resulted in bleeding. Patient needed to go to the hospital. Patient immediate loss of consciousness for a few seconds on the ground. Patient regained consciousness. However, he had severe headaches. Patient was taken to the hospital at base. Patient had received stitches. Patient had severe headaches and confusion, disorientation for the rest of the day. The second episode was in Afghanistan in June of 2011. Patient tells me that he was under mortar attacks. There was a mortar explosion about 6 meters away from him. The shock wave resulted in with a concussion. Patient tells me that his head hit against the bunker. Patient did not lose consciousness. But he has severe headaches. Patient has a confusion and disorientation for stuff. But the third episode was in 2015, time in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Patient tells me that he was stationed there. Was doing his daily duty. Suddenly he fell back and hit the back of the head. Denies any surgery. However, he did have severe headaches, confusion, disorientation for the rest of the day. Patient currently has significant headaches. He has headaches almost on a daily basis. Patient also tells me that his memory is not as sharp as previously. Was a police officer. He was a police officer for a port. Patient tells me he recently quit. However, he's still on active duty on the National Guard. Patient tells me that the headaches and cognitive deficits have affected his job abilities. He tells me that it is preventing him from performing his job well. The headache is affecting him concentration. Patient is not able to focus a lot of times because of the headaches. It is my opinion that common patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. Patient had three episodes of a head injury. The first episode was in August of 2009 during basic training in which he fell and hit the right forehead. He had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient was taken to hospital. Patient required stitches. There are physical scar tissues seen on examination for today. He has severe headaches and disorientation and confusion, which is consistent traumatic brain injury. The second episode was in June of 2011 in Afghanistan. Patient had a mortar explosion about 6 meters away from him. The shock wave caused him to have head injury. His head hit against the bunker. Resulting in severe headaches, disorientation, and confusion, which are also consistent with traumatic brain injury. The third episode was in 2015 in Guantanamo Bay. Patient fell down and hit the back of the head. Resulted in headaches, confusion, and disorientation. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury from these episodes. Patient had the confusion, disorientation after hitting the head. Confusion, disorientation, and headaches are very common symptoms for traumatic brain injury. As a matter of fact, he had loss of consciousness in 2009, during basic training after the head injury. Next paragraph, a dysfunctional denotation.